For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
And, of course, we are now on the gram. Are people calling it that? I need to get a hip. What's the lingo for Instagram? There's Insta.
The gram.
There's the gram.
Insta.
There's IG.
IG.
Right?
Yeah.
Like people will just say, what's your IG, right?
Is that hip? Maybe. I'm not that hip.
Michelle, you are supposed to help me out with this. What's number one from over the weekend, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, Main Street, Urexville. You ever make it out to Rod's yet? You've been there yet?
I have not made it to Rod's.
We need to get you there, ma'am. Daily breakfast and lunch specials, and we already know the best donuts and cream sticks in the area.
Definitely.
That's Rod's Donuts and Diner. First country charts. What's number one from over the weekend? This guy, the last time he had a number one hit, it was like 23 years ago. That was David Lee Murphy. And he's on top again. His duet with Kenny Chesney, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Number one country song this week. Morgan Wallen's Up Down. Number two, then you have Blake, Dan and Shay. And then Kenny Chesney with his song Get Along. So basically, Kenny Chesney has two top five hits to his name right now.
I mean, he's pretty awesome there, that Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's somewhat of a new artist, too. We'll see if he has any success in the future in his country
music
career.
We'll see if he can hang with
the big boys. Also, musically, if you look at the digital charts, no surprise here that Dan and Shay's new album is number one on the digital charts, self-titled too. And also their song Tequila is the number one trending song.
I love that song.
On iTunes.
It is
a good tune, right?
The music video
is weird. You ever seen the music video?
No, I haven't watched a music video in forever.
Since your TRL days?
Right.
Listen, the music video to that song, this dude's deaf, and it starts off with two girls meeting him. They were snowboarding or skiing or something, and they thought he was hurt, and then it goes from there. There's some relationship that goes on. I don't know. I just gave you the whole video's plot line. That new song from Florida Georgia Line, Simple, which you heard earlier this hour, that's the number two trending song on your digital charts. All right, box office numbers now. I think we all pretty much figured that Jurassic World would come in at number one on the box office charts, which it did. $150 million.
Jeez.
And it's opening week. You see those cool little Snapchat filters that they had with the dinosaurs that you could use and everything?
I don't get on Snapchat that much.
You're not on it as much.
I'm usually on the gram.
Usually on IG and Insta. Gotcha. By the way, you can now follow us there, WTUZ, Instagram. We've always been on Facebook and Twitter. Now we're revamping that IG account. Hey, speaking of this weekend's box office, it was actually the fourth biggest movie sales weekend ever.
Really?
All time. With the movies Jurassic World at 1, Incredibles 2, which came in at number 2, Ocean's 8, and then you have Tag, Deadpool 2, and A Star Wars Story. All those films helped make this past weekend, like I said, the fourth highest ever weekend in terms of movie ticket sales. So that's pretty cool, I guess.
That's really cool.
Also, more celebrity news from over the weekend. We have two new celebrity babies.
Ooh.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
All right, here we go. First one. Bridget Nielsen. You remember Bridget Nielsen?
Oh my gosh, that's a name I haven't heard of in forever.
She dated Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
Flavor Flav.
Wow.
Maybe a few.
That's like a blast from the past.
Maybe a few rock stars here and there. Well, now she's 54 and a new mom.
Really?
Congratulations. Bridget Nielsen. She and her husband, who's 39, hey now, released a statement to People Magazine saying she gave birth Friday in L.A.,
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They named her daughter Frida. That is the name. F-R-I-D-A.
Oh, wow.
She already has four sons. Also, another celebrity baby. You watch this couple from HGTV, Joanna and
yes.
Chip Gaines.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Who doesn't?
From Fixer Upper.
Yes.
They had their newborn son.
Crew.
Over the weekend. That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it? C-R-U or C-R-E-W or?
I think it's C-R-E-W.
I would go with C-R-U. That's kind of more authentic. at least spelling-wise.
Let me find her.
The Gaineses have two other sons and two daughters. I thought their show was going away. Aren't they ending their show?
They did end their show.
Oh, so it's no longer. I'm sure they're showing reruns and whatnot, right? They still do that?
Oh, yes. Okay, his name is Crew with a W. Crew Gaines. How cute.
That's kind of a cool name.
I love it.
Hey, what's number one from over the weekend? Brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. If you want $25 to Rod's, well, send us the keyword R-O-D-S. That's Rod's, the Weaver Appliance text line. And you could be that winner this morning. We hand it out each and every single Monday. It accompanies our What's Number One segment. Michelle, don't you go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
You stay right where you are. Because I need a little bit of help from you, ma'am.
Yes.
I need an Instagram tutorial.
Oh, jeez.
101. Okay, we'll find a winner there shortly. More important things now, and that's IG, if you will.
Okay. Tell me what you need to
I'm know. On the app right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the way, WTUZ, now on Instagram. There was a hiatus there of past employees that started it, didn't keep up with it, blah, blah, blah. And now me and Michelle and the powers that be will be handling this bad boy and going from there. Okay, I'm on the app right now.
Okay.
See Instagram and the fancy cursive writing right up top.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a camera, top left. I figure that's to take photos, right?
Yep.
Or to maybe select photos from your
yes.
camera.
Or you can go live. Or you can do a boomerang.
Insta live. What is the boomerang?
It like goes in and out, like a boomerang, like how it goes in and then comes back.
Oh,
it's
I've
like
seen
on
those.
Video.
Okay,
you know
I've
what
seen
I mean?
Those.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why I made that.
What's
sound
right
effect.
Next to the boomerang to the left? That colorful looks like almost something with antennas on it. Do you see it?
What are you talking about? With
you don't
antennas?
See it. Yeah, it's right here. Look at this. You don't see that?
Huh?
You don't have that?
Oh, up at the top.
Jesus, Michelle. Yes.
Oh, so they just that's brand new. They just launched Instagram TV.
That's what that... Oh, remember we talked about that the other day?
Yeah.
IGTV.
Mm-hmm. It just launched, I think, on Friday.
I was going to say that looks like a TV up there, and indeed it
I was
is
like,
a TV.
What are you talking about with antennas?
Okay, so bottom left.
Okay.
Do you
the
have
home
the home?
Is the home.
Yeah, which basically, if to use Facebook terms, that would be...
That's like your news feed.
Okay, right. Like your news feed. I got it. Then you search, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You search for people. Or places, or things, or
right.
whatever the case may be. What's the plus sign all about?
To add a photo.
Okay. There, it access my photos, all that good stuff. This heart down there.
Is like your new followers, or people that have...
Notifications,
right.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People that have interacted with
you. Wow, look at all
you.
These people who started following just this morning.
I know.
Within the past hour.
I know.
Was How that? Cool is that?
That's so fancy.
And then, hold on. Then it shows who we are following, right?
Correct.
If you click on the little thing next to it.
Right. Well, the following is like, it's like people that you follow and what their activity is. Who they like.
Like what they've been up to the past
mm-hmm.
few days.
Yes.
And then what is this people person down here at the end? That's our page. That's us.
Yes. Right here.
Very
on the
nice.
Bottom right. And then yeah. you can see our posts that we have posted.
Instagram 101. My
yes.
first. The app is now on my phone.
Woohoo!
It is official.
It's totes official.
Like a referee with a whistle.
Now
I
you
am
see right here
on
at where you're in the homepage, you see these little circles at the top?
Yes.
That's Insta Story. So we can add to the Insta Story. Insta Story is fun because you can add like polls, like we can do our
like
poll,
we did on Friday, right?
On Friday,
mm-hmm.
You can do a bunch of stuff. It's really, really fun. I promise you.
I need a little bit more help with that. I don't have a personal account yet, but I'm sort of logged into the WTUZ account to monitor and I guess contribute. I'll be a contributor.
You should contribute
somehow, some way.
We should post something this morning for people to interact with.
Well, what do they? We ask them what they want to see.
I don't know. Somebody text
other than
us.
Other than me allegedly flexing.
Hashtag flexing.
No, listen, I wasn't flexing.
You are totally flexing. This Jackie
I'm not,
Porter
I'm
says
not the
that
flexing.
She's giving you credit that you're not flexing.
Jackie's
she's just
my,
being nice.
Jackie's my girl. Okay, love you, Jackie. But the boys are doing great. We used your bibs the other day. But listen,
what?
I am not flexing. in that photo. I'm not the flexing type. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not the one to just get in the mirror. Oh, we're taking picture. Okay.
Oh my gosh, you totally would.
Why do you think I would do that?
Because I know you.
You must not know me that well.
That's the thing. I do know you.
You claim to know me, and you claim to say, oh, you're a lot like my husband.
It's creepy. You're like similar you two
would
are.
Would your husband flex in the mirror?
No, he wouldn't, because he's not that crazy. You are totally crazy, and you would totally do that.
No. By myself, I might. Then send a photo to my wife or something, hey, now.
Oh.
But to put it out there for the world to see, I'm not whoring myself out on social media, Michelle Spring.
Yes, you are.
By flexing.
We need to do a comparison.
Going all duck face. Anyway, comment away on the Weber Appliance text line. We'll find a winner here soon for our Rod's Donuts and Diner gift card. And, of course, get in touch with us on social media. That now being Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, a.k.a. IG.